And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
For my money, he's the best center fielder defensively in all of baseball. Byron Buxton joins us. And Byron, let's talk defense for a minute. You've had, by and large, throughout your career, Kepler a lot over in right field and a mixed bag over in left field with a lot of guys who can play a lot of positions on this team. What's it like going into the season and spring training with some of those variables?
It's fine. A lot of guys can play a lot of different ways, and just having that utility or having that all-around roundness for your squad, it's huge. You know, you have a guy that he might don't start, but no matter what position you throw out there, he can play that, you know, and that takes the pressure off of you just having to have that, oh, I'm only an infielder or I'm only an outfielder, you know, like me, I'm only an outfielder. You won't ever catch me playing the dirt. Ball come too fast out there, you know, like that's just me. That's the outfielder's mentality. And you have guys that, a lot more guys now that don't really care about, oh, I'm just an outfielder.
All right, one more question for Byron when we come back.
The COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your community. Unsure of where to go to receive your COVID-19 vaccine or booster? It's as simple as going to vaccine.gov and selecting your zip code to locate the nearest vaccination clinic. The best way to get back to life as you knew it is to get your COVID-19 vaccination and booster. For information, visit ndcpd.org/vaccineconfidence. That's ndcpd.org/vaccineconfidence.
With Twin center fielder Byron Buxton, and Byron, I know staying healthy has been a bit of an issue, and some of it's just dumb luck stuff. Other things, have you learned anything over the years as far as how do you turn that switch a bit? I guess I've told some of my friends that talk about that it's one thing for a guy that runs like a 4.740 to hit the center field wall full blast, but when Byron does it, he's like maybe an under 4.3 guy in full blast. It's a different kind of impact. And how do you measure that stuff?
Been a little smarter. Obviously, the last couple of years, it hasn't been me running to the wall. It's been more of those, I wouldn't say fluke, but it is what it is. I got hurt, you know, so I went on the field in my eyes and wasn't a letdown, but it was a letdown, you know. So for me, it's, I always say I want to be healthy, put that to the side, you know, like go out, play hard, play smart, and do what you got to do to help your team win on the field. It's hard to do that when you don't play. Mentally, it's just come out here, be aggressive, be smart, and kind of don't change. You know, last year kind of got a little bit better at the wall, still working on it, but just having Kep, Kirloff, Rook, Gordon, whoever it is, and left, you know, us communicating a little bit better helps out a lot too.
I think I speak for all Twins fans through 2028, and hopefully you finish your career as Minnesota Twin. Thanks for your time, Byron. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, Byron Buxton, everybody, that concludes this one. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Center for Persons with Disabilities and by Nervous Nellies on Fort Myers Beach, voted best waterfront restaurant 3 years in a row.